Thomas Edison Board Meeting, April, May.
May.
May 21st.
All right, we can, welcome everybody. End of the year is nearly here. Teachers have an extra big smile on their face. Welcome to May 21st board meeting. Start with our approval of our minutes. If you just take a minute, just take a quick look through it. Let me know if you see anything. Get 45 seconds.
Move accepted.
Second. You know, Brown.
All right. Minutes have been properly approved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Minutes approved as distributed. Public comment. Any teacher comment other than the fact that you calmed down?
Well, that, but we recently had a leadership day in the end of April, and it went really well. We saw a lot of familiar faces, so it was nice to have the support. So we just wanted to thank you for coming and showing your support for the school and helping it run smoothly.
The leadership day went well. Like, I'm still getting a lot of great feedback from folks that I've worked with, and we're very, very impressed. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Very impressed. I skipped parent. I'm sorry. Any parents present? Any parent comment? All right, general public, any additional comments? All right. School report.
Moving right along. As Ms. Wynn eloquently expressed, she is a member of our Lighthouse team here at school. We appreciate all of the board support, our staff, families, and students, because it's basically entirely student-run, production. It's successful on leadership day. We had some great participation from colleagues and board members, which was really a big goal for us this year, so we really appreciate that, the support on that end. Students are in the process of completing their Smarter Balance test. I know Mrs. Ennis is sitting on the edge of her seat because eighth grade students at ELA are currently at 60-some-odd percent proficient. And her goal is actually 70%. Okay. So we're closely monitoring as those student results come through. But she's worked hard with her young people. And so I know she's proud of work. But the test is very long. Very long, so we'll be waiting on those results as they come through. As Powell has already discussed, eighth grade graduation is Friday, June 1st at 1:00, and then kindergarten graduation the following week on Tuesday at 2 times. So kindergarten is so large that we split it up: half at 9 a.m., the other half, other two classes at 1 p.m. Summer program is getting geared up to get ready. That will start June 18th. We had our official second Girls on the Run 5K. Right, that was our second or third? Third. In the rain, the University of Delaware. And I understand the staff enjoyed it. It's a blessing. It came in the world of water, so why should we run in water? Some just gave babies in water, just had a baby in water. Why should we be running in water? It's a purifier. It was a great day. And also proud, we had a large Number of teachers who attended a Kagan training, cooperative learning, in Appaquinimic School District on a Saturday. So they gave up that Saturday to attend a training. And from what I understand, it was very enriching. And we will be actually incorporating the Kagan cooperative learning curriculum in our school next year. It's something that DOE is recommending that schools undertake, and so we wanted to be one of the first schools to get on board and really, I know Kagan has been around 30-plus years and have found some success in schools that have worked with students who come from high-poverty communities and getting them to work together, and also with teachers being able to develop positive relationships in classrooms. So does anybody want to comment on this?
For someone who was been teaching for a long time, it was very helpful. So I feel like it's going to be a good workshop for not just new teachers, but those who have been in the classroom for a while to kind of hone in some skills, learn something new, try a different strategy. And I've been testing it out. Mm-hmm. I've been doing my break breaks with my seventh graders, and they've been loving it. So it's been a good experience.
So is that K through 8 or just certain grades?
K through 8. K through 8. What we'll do is we'll get some info on K and we'll send it out to the board. So you can take a look at it. We've already begun hiring new teachers for next year. We hired 4 or 5 already. 4. So we've hired 4 new teachers for anticipated vacancies. Already, so our goal is to really have folks on board so they can get a full complement of professional development over summer, because some of the PD begins as early as, when's the Philly training?
The end of June, 27th.
Right, so there's a training for math teachers in late June in Philly for our math program. So if we can get folks on board, then they won't miss that training for next year. We had a new water fountain installed on the first floor, right outside of the staff lounge. New braces for sink counters and bathrooms were installed. And those electric heaters that we've been working on in the kindergarten wing should be installed by the first week of June. That's it.
Any questions for Principal Allen in regards to the school district? What grades are the new teachers coming in?
Kindergarten, first, and third.
Now, are they hired as highly qualified? They have to do stuff in order to become.
They're already certified. So then, with your experience, then you can become highly qualified. Although the state and feds don't recognize highly qualified people.
Can I get a motion to receive the report?
Motion to receive the school report. Emil Brown.
Second.
Wayne Cooper.
All right. School report properly moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstentions? All right. Ayes have it. financials. And in May,
you have any major purchases pending?
No major purchases. What we want to do is we do want to get some computer equipment that we were going to budget for next year so that we would have additional funds there. So our Jeff is working on getting that. We don't have any
And how about the roof? Is that all squared away? There's no leaks anywhere. I mean, not that I'm hoping to have any. Okay.
No, I think that there were some leaks on the
But that's got to be.
But as we discussed prior,
at least 15 years old.
Yeah. But that has not been back on the table.
Okay.
So if that's something that we need.
Yeah. I mean, we'll need to discuss it on the board. We'll probably accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Funding because of the state pay increases that we have incorporated in the budget, and also for the additional kids. This year we had 732. Next year we're going to be having, we're anticipating 740. And we know that we are supposed to be getting some additional funds for transportation. However, we have no idea what that is, and we know that transportation cost is going to go up, but we're not exactly sure what that, I guess, final dollar between the increase and the revenue is going to be.
So is that deficit factored into the budget?
I factored the expense into the budget. We anticipate a 2% increase in transportation. So I know that Advance is talking about a 2.5% increase. But in addition to that, we know that the state is going to increase. I don't expect it to be anything huge, but if it is, then that's better for us. I want it to be, I'd rather be just
conservative.
Yeah, conservative. Everything else is pretty much based on last year. We know that in that settlement, for Chris Cleveland School District, we know that it's going to be approximately $84,000 instead of the $150,000 that we had budgeted. And in addition, we know that district funds have gone up because the way they corrected the Christina School District formula, that we know that that's going to be over the $150,000. So we know that we're in good shape there.
So where are your transportation costs reflected as far
They're
as revenues?
They're reflected on the
55 and 40,
I'm sorry, page 3, I'm sorry, they're not numbered. So,
no, I know what the costs are,
right.
But where is the reimbursement or the funding from the state? Is that factored
it's
into your
in,
to your revenue?
It's all included in union.
Oh, so it's so oh,
that's
so that so that's both.
It. That's how we get it. So we're expecting Advance to be approximately $622,623. Everything else is based on either contract.
Mm-hmm.
Or prior year experience.
So they don't fund us for that separately? I thought that the bus costs.
But it's all added together.
Okay.
You know, when you get that page, it tells you what you get for the salaries, what you get for transportation, what you get for.
Okay.
You know, it breaks everything down. All
right. Do we know what those costs were for,
yeah,
for the current year?
It was approximately
reimbursement costs. I'm sorry, not the actual.
About 86, 87.
Yeah, I can get that.
I can get that.
I think it was like 480 or something.
Yeah. We have included the summer projects on the third page where it says repairs by outside vendors. It includes the floors. We have one floor that needs to be prepared. That's included. It includes replacing bathroom tiles. It includes the playground walkway. We don't have any huge projects going on this summer.
What about the gym, that wall, the folding wall we were talking about?
We already have that.
That's all.
We got that earlier this year. Is that what you mean, the pad?
No. The center. The divider.
Wasn't there an issue with that?
What? I'm not aware.
It's an article or something.
I'm not aware of anything wrong with it.
What you said, Michelle, I can't hear you.
No, see, I think it's fine.
So, I'll just pick up where Pat left off, just addressing salaries. So, the state funded a 2% raise on the state portion of salary paid. So of each teacher's salary, the state pays a portion of that, and the state provided a 2% raise on that particular portion. What we've included in here is a 2% raise on the entire salary for the STEP system, right? So wherever that STEP, in essence, the STEP was given a 2% raise. So wherever you fall on the STEP, essentially was that 2%. For paras, it was the STEP plus $1,000, which worked out a little better than the small percentage of the raise that paras was given, were given from the state.
So when teachers look at, just so they understand, so when they look at this, they look at the STEP pay system, when they look for themselves on the next step, what they'll actually have to do is, when they look at the step, that will be the step that they would have been paid last year. The actual will be a new, so you'll probably have to print up a new step
yeah,
chart.
You have it by salary. It's just not put it in the format.
Right.
We looked at each individual person. But yeah, to your point. So in other words, when possible, so the STEP system is definitely, we put a lot of work into that, and that's what we wanna make sure we use. But when possible, right, you know, a STEP last year, had all things been equal, a STEP last year, that same STEP would be the same amount this year. And that same STEP would be the same amount next year. When we are able to, we can give a raise to the STEP system. So, in other words, in 2017, step 3 would have been X. In 2018, step 3, well, 2017-18, step 3 is X. 2018-19, step is X plus 2%. So, we were able to do that and make the funds work. We thought that it would be decent. When possible, we said we would try to make up ground. This is a step in that direction.
STEP system. Are there any employees who are not on a STEP scale? Like, I feel like there was something with the librarian or the nurse.
They're on the teacher.
Right.
Okay. Oh, but the librarian is on the para.
So right. So anybody, you're either on the STEP system or you're listed on the para.
Okay.
Are you what?
On the STEP system, or you listen under PARA.
Okay.
And then there are, you know, like the management employees, then we have the cafeteria, they're hourly, so they get a percentage on there.
And also, I think what's noteworthy, too, is I think this raise that came from the state was 2% only on the state-funded portion of the teacher's salary. What I think what the board is doing is actually 2% of the full salary, right? Which I think is very good.
So we looked at, and you know, it didn't take a lion's step to do that, but we thought it was a fair thing to do, rather than also communicate, oh yeah, your salary is X, but we get funded Y, so we calculated, you know, on the difference of that. So hopefully that'll be something that we will receive by the staff, and just kind of takes what the state was doing and just kind of ups it just a little bit. And plus it's just easier and easier to communicate when it's a 2% raise as opposed to a 2% raise on a portion of your salary.
Any
so that is always us being a school, you know, salary is really our major expense. So if you look at expenditures, you know, we're in an environment where salary is always going to be that top number there, which is the $4 million, and then you know the other employment costs just kind of rolls with that from the salary. So you know it's really all, you know, we have a couple of levers to pull, but most things are pretty fixed. So, you know, in the margin and the variable, when possible, we want to pull the levers to try to get a salary. And we'll talk separate of the budget? Would that be a separate vote to sign in bonuses?
That's completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The budget is based on 740 students. And so that's an increase of 8 students over last year. And just, I think we've been sitting somewhere the last 2 years, what, at about 732, 730, in that 730 range. And
no,
so we're only talking about 8.
At 740.
Well,
actually,
I know, we've
almost
been
almost at 740.
Yeah.
In September.
We took a bit of a hit. Yes, last year we started the year, I believe, at 736. The previous school year.
Okay, well that's in the 730 range. We're talking about in this case. I mean, my question is, how does it look in terms of picking? It's only 8 people, but you know that could be, when you look at it in terms of kindergarten last year was 95. So if you know everything's based on, I know based on 100. So that would be 5, so that you're talking 3 more. And I know the struggle has always been really in terms of being very selective in the upper grades or grades beyond.
That's only because of size. You just try to keep the class from being too large. But I think this school year we had gotten up to 738 before we got to September 30th count. We were at 738, so we were anticipating getting to 740. We lost some families the year before. The year before we had 736, we were above 740. So I don't think, and I know part of the impact of that was Advance would impact that as well. So we've had some success with Advance, a little more than we've had. You know, in the past, they have been better than they have been in the past. We still have some issues. But we don't have as many families saying, I won't be returning because of the bus company.
Good point. I remember that too. It's just that part.
Right. And I think when we had to do a May 1st count? The state, was that May what? Yeah, we had to do a May 1st count in the state based on our numbers for May 1st for our intended returns for next year. State said we were well beyond our goal in terms of meeting our goal for enrollment.
No, I think the 740 is a salary. Actually, can potentially be argued that it's conservative.
Right.
Because last year, at September 30th, prior to our particular things, we were just at about 738. We were at 736 the year before that. And the year before that, we were at 740, but we based our budget on 750. So I feel like, 740 is a pretty reasonable number. The times where we missed on student count has typically been higher than a 740 number going into it. It's been more aggressive. An easy way to make the budget work. So, if I'm telling you that we're going to give a 2% raise and then you see I'm doing a student count of 748, that's kind of fudging, right? It's kind of trying to make the numbers work. I feel like 740 is a reasonable.
So I got 2 questions. So
sure.
When you compare this budget to the current budget that we're at, we're anticipating $85,000 more in revenues compared to last year. This one is based on 9.785, and last year we were at 9.70.
And I think some of that, correct me if I'm wrong, some of that will be the full Christiana payout. Included, right?
But isn't there one down?
Did we get the full or did we get a partial last year?
Well, last year we got a partial.
Partial, right?
Yeah.
But this year we get the full one.
We're still going to get the 84.
Okay.
But then our amount that we're going to get for district funding is going to be greater from Christina School District because now they're calculating the way they should have been calculating before.
That's what I'm not stating correctly. We are getting the same amount from the settlement, but in addition to getting money from the settlement, the unit formula that Christiana uses to pay us is increased in addition to the payout amount that we're getting. So when I say we're getting the full, I just kind of mean that holistically, we're getting more money from Christina that totals over and above the settlement amount that we got last year. But if there's there could be some other revenue increases, Pat, but that's just the one I knew off the top of my head.
Well,
So that, and then the other side of the question, if I may, is this. So and then on the expense side, last year's expense was $9.613 million, and this budget is going to be $9.763 or $150,000 more. So
some of that is, I see. On the revenue part, the reason why the revenues are more this year than last year is because the unit formula increased. So that's some of that. And also we know that we're getting more money for POC this year than we did prior years. So that number went up. So now as far as expenses going up, we know that salaries have gone up. We know that the gas and electric goes up, everything goes up a little bit. So I don't think that it's an outrageous amount.
No, and I'm not suggesting that it is. I'm just saying, but if you just equate this budget with this current budget, hopefully we'll have the same performance of,
right,
you know, being in the black 200,000. If we're not, then we could have a problem with this budget.
That's always.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just.
Country was always there.
It's right. Just food for thought, guys, in terms of, you know, expenses going up, not keeping up with it with the revenues.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we just have to be diligent and making sure that we're
where
we're supposed to
be. The conservative.
And then on the flip side, if we end up at 742 or 741 or 743.
That's to the plus.
To our advantage.
That's to the advantage.
Give us to our advantage. So this is kind of where we think we could end up. Other thoughts or concerns?
I have one question. I asked Mr. Till earlier, and the reason I ask, are the teachers, anything the teachers are purchasing for their classrooms, you're being reimbursed for those, is that correct?
No.
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 Never. As a former teacher, I can tell you, you're never going to be able to reimburse them.
At Edison, we do. That's one thing I do. You hear a lot
major
of folks, they don't get, but we, our folks get reimbursed.
Well, you know that. But major stuff, yes. But daily?
So you are, or you aren't being reimbursed?
I think the question was, do you get reimbursed
for
everything?
You are being reimbursed.
No, not for
but do you get reimbursed?
Well, as teachers, we don't put in for everything. Right. But I think anything that, I hope that they feel like anything that they need to get reimbursed for, we reimburse them for.
So is there any reason for us not to stock up on some common supplies now, since you have the money? And that, I mean, you know, if you know that, keeping the math simple, that you go through 100 pencils every year. Like I said, keeping the math simple. So why wouldn't you purchase
200
pencils now? Since we have the capability to actually do it. And I mean, you know, some of those other common items.
I'll tell you why. Because we're always, because we want to make sure we come in at the end where the board has asked to come in. Because I know we're viewed in a positive light if we come in above a certain number. But if the board says, you know, listen, don't worry about that. You give us a number to spend, then
if we're going to finish like we're looking to finish, then why wouldn't we purchase some of those classroom supplies now? Since we're able to, and then you don't have that same stress on next year's budget.
But classroom supplies can be a huge bill.
Well,
unless something crazy happens in the month of June, we should be at a...
How much do you typically spend in that benchmark?
A decent amount.
On supplies? I mean, because we're talking about shopping for next year now. It's time for the rest of the year.
Well, I'm just saying,
and it might not be everything for next year, but you can probably...
No, but if you,
you can put a dent in.
Yeah, you use this year as a model. How much was expended by teachers this year? You could use that as a model going forward, or as a preliminary number in terms of what needs to be bought.
If we did their reimbursements, you're talking about 60 people times $250, $300, right? If you just did their classroom supply reimbursement.
$1,500. Yeah. That's something that's going
to say. That's why I'm $1,500. Yeah, or something like each classroom is allocated a $1,000. Again, theoretical practice, okay? So each classroom is given $1,000. Let's say you have 35 classrooms. Mm-hmm. Then you would spend $35,000 on supplies.
Right.
Can we suggest this? Can we suggest that we have a motion to have the education committee to look at this discussion that we're having right now? Rather than us trying to resolve something conclusively here, to have the education committee to look at the discussion that we've had here and come back to us at the next.
Well, I think we're trying to have. I think we came to a conclusion. I think we understand that.
Okay.
We pretty much just get a good start on, and that's less that we spend next year.
Yeah.
I think we got it.
Yeah. Good. And then if you need just a.
You're not talking about a $50,000 $100,000
person.
You're talking about
20, 30,000. If you need to eyeball a figure, just send it out to
exercise
the
reading
or shoot it to Mr. Cooper.
Second.
Properly moved the second. I wanted to get everybody's questions.
Okay.
Properly moved the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Any abstentions? The ayes have it.
Okay, Foundation. Everybody should have a copy that was passed around, a single sheet. At the top it says statement of account. Board of Directors Foundation account. If you would look down at the bottom of the page to the month of March and April. At the last report, it was as of February, so I'm reporting on 2 months. March and April. Excuse me. So three. The first expense you see down there for March is 312. The last report you see for the expense or income for April is 416. And I mentioned at the last meeting that we had moved some money. We had transferred, if you look down there at 319, we transferred some money from the checking account into just the money market. I mean, the money market doesn't right now generate that much. In fact, we just have a statement where we picked up $40.42. And so we were talking about doing some other things, but we really haven't put any of that in motion yet. So we're just sitting with that amount. And so right now the account is showing the $134,984.87.
Just a quick question. Were we given the option to participate in the Fed markets?
No, and you had mentioned it the last time. We haven't been able to follow up on that.
Yeah.
is the,
Cause
is
if
the
you're,
thing right now.
If you're able to do that, you may not have to put those funds somewhere else.
We've just had some. We just haven't had time to pursue that. So, thank you for mentioning that. That was something I know Miss Winder and I talked about along with the chairman of the board. We guess the budget was a thing that was a focus, more so than this at the finance committee meeting.
Yeah.
And the Women's and Trust has been super quick about
that.
Women's and Trust.
I mean,
those folks are going to jail.
You
don't want to put no money with them.
Well, M&T was purchased.
Yes.
Okay. So, any questions about the foundation report?
So moved.
Right. Second.
Properly moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstentions? Eyes have it. Excuse me, committee. I know you passed out something.
Yeah, I passed out a sheet on that. Every now and then I try to get something formal. Try to look formal. So it's down to a one-member committee, counting Miss Yates and myself as on there. And it was 2018, not...
It says May 4th, 2010.
It says May 10th.
That's okay.
2010, my brother.
It's
called Back to the Future.
I have my wife to...
Don't put that in the minutes.
She's not here, so I can...
Please... Your sister-in-law's here, man.
Oh, that's right.
That's what Ben Carson did. He ordered that stuff.
I know.
Ben Carson said, my wife picked it up. My wife picked it up.
Change that. Okay, so that's an error. It's interesting. But I missed it.
It's all right, brother.
It's all good.
Okay. Two items, the site visit by DOE, which was extremely positive, and Principal L had commented on the Kagan program. And one thing to point in mind that when they mention it, Liz was already looking at that. And a couple other things in terms of the math program, and Liz had already mentioned that, felt that in terms of looking at our information, especially for our middle school, that the program that we have currently was really not keeping pace with the new tests and so discussion was being done early before the site visit. To make some recommendation, and it was brought up to them. Well, you know, we're thinking, and they're like, oh, well, you know, things were being. It's always in place in terms of trying to do the best for students. So that's one of the things. The other thing, as you can see here, I have we had talked about creating a school-wide improvement plan that's going to be done on professional development and student achievement, and there's a chart there, and so we've got positive results from more preliminary results from the ELA eighth grade, and hopefully that leads the charge for everybody else, and you can see. But this is the growth chart in terms of our 5-year plan. This is what we had from the, this is what was on the charter renewal. So that's what this is. So I put this on here thinking that, you know, this will be, once we get the final report there, we'll know where we stand. And then it's developing a plan to move to the next one if we can move, hopefully at this rate, possibly even at a faster rate. But this just keeps our eye on the target here. The last thing we discuss, and it's open for, and I may have brought this up at the last meeting as well, the item number 3 down there, we discussed developing a program that allowed the teachers to apply for a mini grant, which focusing again on student achievement. And so that's something that Liz was going to take back to the leadership committee and consider putting something together along that idea. We're not talking a whole pile of money here, then. We're talking maybe the foundation pulling out about $20,000, the grants being somewhere $2,000 or less, so we're not anticipating that many. And basically, from the teacher's point of view, it just would be like a one-page proposal that they think would help to improve things.
So what would be the limitation of each year, the number of teachers in math or the number of teachers in ELA that would be allowed to apply for the grants?
Anybody can apply.
Anyone would apply.
And, would apply.
And what's the limit of how many would be accepted?
Well, it hasn't been worked out,
yeah,
but the idea right now is talking about
everybody.
Having, starting off with about 20,000 and letting the grants be somewhere in the neighborhood of no more than 2,000. So somebody could apply for a $400 grant,
okay,
a $300 grant, depending on what that. But again, the focus would be on student achievement. Liz, I don't know if you have anything you want to.
No, I think we have to flesh out kind of what it would look like. But more sort of like a donor's choose, in that teachers can put up a proposal and kind of what they want for their classroom or that they think is going to help the students achieve more, and then we would have a committee to kind of look at that stuff and go through. But I think there's lots of details that would need to be fleshed out and kind of. Could a team do it? Could it, is an individual student? Like all of those
details.
But
we have an expert on staff.
On donors choose, we did. That probably looked right at me when I said
it.
Kind of like our own donors choose almost.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
$1 million.
Yeah.
We do have a spot on the curriculum committee. Just saying.
Embedded. Move to accept.
Second.
with the proper change, with the proper correction.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Any extensions? All right, moving on. Mr. Pinkett, did you have anything for personnel findings?
Nothing to report, Mr. Chair.
All right. Any operations? Did you have anything to report?
Mr. Chairman, yes. So, a couple of RFPs have been put out. One we've already kind of touched upon, there was a proposal being entertained to create a playground path. I believe that's in the final review. I think the proposals came in at about $3,000 to install a playground path. Food service, we did receive proposals. It appears that Red Clay is, and that's being passed around right now, guys. There's a write-up regarding all the bids. In summary, Red Clay is the lowest qualified bidder. If we go with them, this would represent a savings of $70,000 per year, which I think would be kudos to our budget. There is some equipment startup costs going with Red Clay, namely about $8,500. $8,000 for a new freezer, $700 for a new wash sink, which, again, given the potential savings of $70,000, should be something that we can easily achieve. The other benefit of going with this Red Clay proposal is that all of the current kitchen staff would now become Red Clay employees, so they come off our payroll and become Red Clay employees.
So it appears that on a lot of points, it seems to be the best proposal for us to go forward, and it kind of shows that there is a certain benefit in terms of partnering with some of the existing school districts in terms of some of the services they have out there. And I bring that up only because the other proposal or the other contract that we have in front of us is the school bus transportation contract. Base contract was 2 years with 2 one-year options. So we're facing exercising a one-year option. The vendor is looking for a 2.5% cost increase. The charter school under Kendall has been entertaining outside RFPs for a busing company to come into Delaware to assist the charter schools. I did attend a meeting 2 weeks ago regarding that proposal. Give you an idea of the potential savings. Currently, our bus contract is about $229 a bus, if I'm correct, Pat. About $229 a bus. If this proposal goes through with Durham School Services, and also we could partner with Eastside Charter School in terms of commingling our transportation routes, because there would be benefits in terms of that. It could lower our per bus cost down to $139, which is a significant savings.
Wow.
The only problem is that we're racing the clock in terms of trying to get that done. Kendall had asked if we could forward some information. I don't know if we've done that yet, the student information. They are looking at trying to put together bus routes and see if the vendor could entertain us. The only problem is that we're not going to get an answer for about another 3 weeks, I believe, from him. So that's kind of where we are in terms of our contract. So we have the playground path contract, school bus contract that's looking for a 2.5% savings, or if this opportunity with Durham comes, that we may be in a position of switching vendors again for a very significant savings. And the one that we have in front of us right now having to do with the food services, which could result in a $70,000 a year savings. So I need, going forward, we need a motion for the school food
Let's
service.
Let's start with the food service. Move to accept the Red Clay's proposal for our food service program.
Second, O'Brien. Properly moved and seconded. Any questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? All right, that's got it.
And the playground is going forward. I mean, that doesn't really need a board resolution, as it's a small amount, and the school is evaluating that. And the school bus transportation, we'll just wait it out and see what happens over the next couple of weeks with that. But we do have a contract, okay? It's just a matter of exercising the option, okay? And that's what I have as a report.
Motion to accept.
So, second. All right, no problem. Motion was by Mr. Pinkett. You've heard the report presented by Mr. Velasquez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? All right, that's happening. Executive Committee. I don't have a prepared report. I do have a report that I put together that I use to track the charter conditions with the charter school office. I met with them last Monday, updating all of our statuses. I'll send that out to the greater group. I meant to do that prior to this meeting. We had the majority of the board attend ethics and governance training provided by the Public Integrity Office in Dover on the 25th of April. There'll be a makeup session for the Dana training we had in September. Jerry's our only current board member that hasn't been able to attend that outside of new board members.
and he'll be able to attend that. Dana, Paul Stock will give me some prospective dates now that we got some of the other things out of the way, to do our strategic planning session. That'll be like a 4-hour sort of thing. Since we had the ethics and government going on, we decided to kind of slow down on that so that we wouldn't be doing things back to back. So I'll get some prospective dates. We'll put a poll out to the board, and we'll choose a time for that. But I won't call that a report. It's just more of an update. The one thing that I do that is important to bring, which Pat is looking at me for, is I'll call it an oversight. I'll say it's an oversight on my part. In our transition, I've become so heavily focused on our board conditions and charter renewal that we did not set guidelines or vote on guidelines for the staff bonuses. So administrative team, we had an amount for the administrative team of Pat, Ms. Yates, Mr. Schott, and Ms. Johnson that we have not set with the parameters for. So what was the amount included in the budget? I'll talk with our principal, I'll separate, but what was the amount for the administrative team?
$18,000.
$18,000, but that's before that covers 4 weeks. And then Principal L is the same as it's been for the last 7 years. It's been a pool of $10,000. So we need to determine how we're going to handle this year. And we're kind of under the gun because it'll need to be in by June 11th for this fiscal year. So it can't wait till the next board meeting. What we should do is meet amongst us. I can assign it to a committee, or we can invite the entire board and just publicly announce the meeting a week in advance. But we'll need to determine how we're going to do this. We have a couple options. We can, number one, just say, our oversight, we're just going to pay the amount that's been budgeted. Another option would just be to try to equitably decide how to pay out. Since it wasn't clearly defined, I would lean towards paying out what we budgeted, but I'm open to suggestions from the board. Open the suggestions.
Since it's already in the budget, and the budget's already been approved.
So we budgeted this, and just to be clear, we're talking 2017 and 2018 school year. So this isn't an extra school year thing. We're talking about this current budget that'll end the end of June. So Jerry, we did not set parameters, to be frank, for admin and head of school. We tossed around a bunch of things, and that was all in the September-October time frame. For reasons I won't get into, we never voted on those. And then when I took over as chair, I completely did not focus on that. So we're in a position where there is no clearly defined parameter to divide any amount that we've put into the budget.
So, in light of our oversight, I would recommend AOR's budget.
That's what I'm bringing to the board. I think that would be the fairest thing to do. If the board, that was not the board's pleasure, we would need to come up with something that could be justified, which would be tough to do because everything is going to be after the fact.
Right.
So, you made a motion?
I'm making a motion to compensate based on the budget, based on our oversight.
Second.
All allow us to put it to bed. Any questions?
So the administrative staff bonus is for how many people?
Four. Five total. Head of school.
Well, he's a separate line item, right?
Yeah.
So we have a head of school line item.
Yep.
We have an administrative staff bonus line item.
Yep.
How many people does that cover?
Four.
Four people?
Yep. Assistant principal, dean, CFO, and our reading specialists.
Student services.
Okay.
So those will be that. So, and I know for the staff payout, we budgeted two at one level and two at another. Total money to $18,000. So I believe the motion we have on the floor is to pay out those bonuses as budgeted. And I don't, did we get a second?
Yes.
All right. So it's been properly moved and seconded. Any other questions? Yeah, but that's probably a separate conversation. Yeah.
Conversations.
All right. So, motions on the floor, you get me in trouble. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Any opposition? The ayes have it. All right, sign-on bonus, which I asked earlier. Someone slapped my hand and said they didn't want to do that. Ms. Wine, do you have the sign-on?
No, I do not have it, but the total bottom line is approximately 65,000. Prior year was in the 70s, and normal administrators are on.
Yeah. So it mainly went down because, so that's why I thought we should do these separately. So we had our admin, we just voted on the head of school and his administrative team for a performance bonus. Now we're discussing sign-on bonuses for staff for next school year. Because the admin team got performance bonuses, they are not getting the sign-on bonuses. So the pool is smaller. And this will be straight payout to our staff. And you said the total is 65,000?
65.
Something like that. Yeah. It was not that exactly, but it's right in that neighborhood. I think it's about 8,000 or something less than what we paid out last year for the reasons I just stated. And Ms. Winder, to get those in, you will be able to get those in time for this school year, by the way, we're going after that, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I will recommend to the board that we vote that the conversation was much more necessary for the previous discussion. The sign-on bonus is much more straightforward, and I would recommend that we vote on that tonight.
Second.
I got a question. Uh-huh. So this sign-on bonus is for this fiscal year or the next one?
This fiscal year.
It's for next year.
It'll come out of this year's budget.
Right.
And it's for next year's.
That's the only reason why I'm bringing that up, because there is no amount in the budget for it.
We never budget for
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because really, it's pending what our situation. So the signing bonus isn't guaranteed. Just for us, it's not guaranteed. It's really pending what the outlook is.
Okay.
So a month out from the end of the year, we anticipate being $210,000 down.
Okay.
So this is essentially coming out of the surplus.
Okay.
All right. So can we start over again? Sign-on bonus.
Motion to accept the sign-on bonus with white boards.
I second.
Second. All right, so properly moved and seconded. Any questions?
Yes.
All right.
We had talked about it with finance committee meeting, it being a tier type system. Is this the one that we're, that's being?
Yeah.
Okay, that was my only question. I thought it was some back door stuff.
Nah. This is went up. And we'll see. Mr. Meyer, when we go to the tomorrow, can you just send that out to the full board? All right. any additional questions?
All right.
All in favor?
I'm off the street.
Okay. All right. All in favor of the 2000, all in favor of the sign up bonuses for staff for signing on for the 2018-2019 school year?
Aye.
Any opposition? The ayes have it. All right. Any board member comments?
I got three things. One, where we stand on new board members?
So I owe a follow up call to yes. And I believe so. He had a time frame which has passed, so we can probably make that move. We're in desperate need of we'll need our parent board member, and then I'll need to we'll need two mm-hmm. two parent board members because Valerie's son is graduating in the 8th grade class. And we should all just be stepping up our act every room.
Also, I make a motion to change our date for June.
Yes.
The next meeting.
Yes.
The National Charter Conference.
So we'll lose. We won't have a quorum because we'll have some folks in Austin. The scheduled board meeting is June 18th.
Is there any business that has to take place at that next meeting?
Yeah, actually, I have something on the 25th that I'm not going to be available for, I just realized. We could either do June 11th, or we could opt to address any business in the interim and just meet in July. from
makes
the enthusiasm
sense.
Tonight, mm-hmm. let's do that. So can we'll address as needed anything in the interim, and we'll just say our next schedule. We'll go to our next scheduled board meeting, which is July 16th. Yeah, we'll need to post that.
And the last thing I have is. Looking at our competitors out there in the Red Clay School District, is there a program or software that you would like that would have access to students and parents so they can see grades and assignments?
We do.
These schools
have access.
That's a state.
It's one of those things I feel like for old, younger kids, a lot of parents just kind of take it for granted, but it's
yeah.
Some of my oldest 7th, 8th graders have their own access. They go on and check their grades.
Parents also have access.
Yeah, so there's a parent login and then
the answer is we do. Okay. Any other board member comments?
Just one last thing. In light of a pending major bill that we will probably be looking at some point in time in the future, which is this roofing situation. I know that a mechanism that's used in church a lot, okay, that turns out to be very successful, i.e. a building fund. Okay, we ought to start thinking about sorting away money periodically,
yeah.
Okay, for a building fund so that when we get hit with a major bill like roofing, which may be coming around the corner some point in time, we're not strapped for all of a sudden to fund it all of a sudden. That you might want to consider periodically, especially if you have surpluses, to put some money in there in light of a rainy day.
No.
So just something to think about. I'm not suggesting that now, but
no,
something that may warrant some thought. Because I think the size of this roof is such a big, would be such a big bill that it would wreck your budget.
That's true. And one of the things we could consider, Mr. Cooper, is one of the accounts just having that be a quote-unquote building, kind of an emergency fund.
Rainy day fund, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But you might want to think about funding it with surplus money at the end of every year.
Yeah,
All right. I think that's a great mm-hmm. suggestion.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I put that as something for us to discuss. Any additional comments? All right, new business?
Yeah, I just want to take a minute and let the board officially know. I've already let Mr. Christie know that this will be my last year here. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for the 8 years.
We will miss you, sir.
And you guys need to be
there. She's relocating, so I don't want to get
she's upset. She is relocating, and I did express on behalf of the board that we will greatly miss her, but we wish her nothing but the best. She's been a true asset to the school.
And she had all of it also. Although she's relocating, she has offered to assist us in the
Although when I get an email that says resignation in my mouth, I'm like, oh no, what's going on? anything else before we adjourn? Motion to adjourn?
So motion.
Nobody's quiet on that. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you.